The initial force disposition, the force laydown, when the Imperial Japanese Navy met the formation of U.S. ships as they met between Guadalcanal and Savo Island back about 01:25 on the 13th of November, 1942.
And that essentially is the engagement that,
that was the first naval engagement of the Guadalcanal.
You kind of describe what happened during that battle. There's a little bit of confusion.
Oh, absolutely. It was incredibly dark, possibly a bad weather. And when the ships first met each other, radar was new. Weren't entirely sure how to equate or how to correlate the positions with the radar. So at the end of the day, the ships eventually intermingled with each other. Both admirals had seen each other on the opposing sides, and they hesitated prior to taking action. So eventually, the ships were so close that at some point they couldn't even. Lower their weapons enough to actually shoot, actually hit some of these ships. But it was very chaotic. I think I mentioned that one of the officers on board, I don't remember exactly what ship it was, possibly the USS Fletcher, described it as, a barroom fight with the lights turned out.
So not exactly the cleanest of battles.
Not at all. It was very, very, I think the plaque says it best. It was very ferocious,
And it was essentially a draw in the end? Was that basically how it ended up?
No. At the end of the day, it was a tactical victory for the Imperial Japanese Navy. They hadn't done enough damage to actually reinforce Guadalcanal, but they did not, based on a number of situations. And so it turned out to be more of a strategic victory for the U.S. forces.
And tell me a little bit about the first Juno itself. You kind of gave a description with the armament.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. The USS Juno, the light cruiser 52, and what the Navy traditionally for ships that have been lost, such as the USS Juno, which was lost on the 13th of November, 1942, they will rename the ships periodically. And the second one was the light cruiser 119. USS Juno as well, and that fought during the North Korean War amongst other missions. And then after that, the LPD-10, USS Juno, served just recently. So. The USS Juno, the first one, commissioned the 14th of February, 1942. So between the 14th of February, 1942, and 13th of November, 1942, a very short turnaround, and that ship was a light cruiser, filled with various armament for anti-aircraft purposes. It had 8 5-inch dual 5-inch guns, 9 1.1-inch quadruple guns, and about 6 20-millimeter anti-aircraft cannons. Also had 8 torpedo tubes, but mostly it was a light cruiser for anti-aircraft defense. It was capable of surface engagements, but it wasn't as well equipped as fighting the air war. 8 sets of 5-inch guns, so at the end of the day, it actually had 16 5-inch guns.
How does that stack up as far as...
As far as the heavy cruisers of that time actually had more, and this one just had less. Today's, we don't have as many. We are looking more at the long-range fight. So this ship was actually looking at the close-in air fight, so...